You're doing well? You set for some wild card baseball?
I'm set for the Leafs to stink again.
Oh, you don't want to get into that, do you?
Sure I do. No, I'm ready for the wild card game. I think it's going to be real interesting, though. I think Bumgarner, despite having been battered by the Pirates the only time that they faced him earlier this year, I think he's a bad matchup for Pittsburgh because when you got a good lefty on the mound, you flip Walker that right-handed, where he has a higher average but negligible power. You bring Gabby Sanchez into the lineup, and he's not very good. And even though Travis Snyder has a pretty good batting average against lefties this season, I still don't like him lefty-lefty against Madison Bumgarner.
Right.
So you're looking at three spots that you can cope with if you're Madison Bumgarner. And if I'm Bumgarner and I'm Bruce Bochy, I give McCutcheon nothing to hit. In fact, I hit him. The Reds always do it. Why went the Giants? And nobody ever does anything. I'm not saying Kutch can be intimidated, but
right.
He can be pushed around a little bit. So that's what I do. I make somebody besides McCutcheon beat me. You got Russell Martin with the whammy in the hammy. He's going to play, but honestly, Jeff, I'm not sure he should be. So I'm not saying the Pirates are going to lose. In fact, I think they're going to win. But from that standpoint, from the Bumgarner lefty standpoint, they are vulnerable.
Mark Madden is hosting 105.9 The X in Pittsburgh. He is a big Leafs fan, as you can tell. And
No, I'm not anti-Leafs. Y'all should just be glad it's tough to chant the year 1967.
Oh, come on.
And, the amazing thing is the Leafs have more resources than any team in hockey and still can't get it right.
We know this. It's an old story.
You know what? I feel bad for the great hockey city of Toronto.
The only reason you came on is to take a shot at Leafs fans. Admit it.
Not at the fans, although they're not the smartest group. I mean, they've been going for how many years with no results?
Yes. Yes.
Let's talk baseball, Jeff.
Yeah, why not? Why not talk baseball? Did Clint Hurdle misplay his hand as far as the pitching goes? You know, I understand. I made the point. Look, I'm never going to hammer a manager because he's, he's trying to win a division. But I've got to think that Edinson Volquez is probably not the guy you want going for you in a one-game winner-takes-all.
There's two sides to that coin, Jeff. I am all for going for the division title because the reward's too great.
True.
You don't play till Friday. You can set up your rotation exactly as you want. It would have given Russell Martin that bad hamstring almost a week's rest. But on Sunday, when it was out of their control, when you had to rely on the Arizona Diamondbacks to beat Adam Wainwright, maybe then they should have held out Cole. But I'm not sure Cole's a better choice than Liriano.
Okay.
If you look at the stats this season, Liriano's had a better year than Cole. In baseball, we hold the stats so holy. Well, why not in this case? Liriano had better numbers. Now, Liriano doesn't have the pedigree of Cole. He hasn't pitched in a big game. Well, one this big, he hasn't pitched in this kind of game ever. I'm worried that Volquez might overthrow a bit, but I would have been worried about that with Cole, too. So I'm not saying it would have been a bad move to hold Cole out, but I don't feel it's disastrous. I don't feel it's wrong. I think it's like 6-1, half a dozen of the other.
And in defense, too, we should say that Edinson Volquez is what? He's got a scoreless streak of, I think, 18 innings. His last 12 starts. His ERA is under 2. He pitches pretty well at home. So, you're right. There's two sides of the equation here.
Well, Volquez just 11 hits in his last 21 innings and just one earned run allowed in that time. That spans three starts, 7 innings per start. And if Volquez can get them to the 8th with the lead to hand the ball over to Watson and Melanson, I think the Pirates got a pretty good chance to win this game. I don't think the Pirates have a bridge guy.
Right.
They thought that kid they called up, that Holtzkin, was going to be that, but he got battered a bit down near the end of the season. I just think they need to get Volquez to the 7th, through the 7th, to have a legitimate chance to win this game. I think if they go to the bullpen earlier, the bullpen will probably blow it.
Mark Madden joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What is the biggest difference between this year's Pirates team and last year's Pirates team that ended that postseason drought?
You know, we did that comparison yesterday on my program. Performance-wise, if you compare position by position, I give this year's team a slight edge, but ever so slight. And I still maintain, Jeff, they should have gone out at the deadline or even after the deadline for a waiver deal in August to get somebody that would have given this team a boost. Last year they brought in Morneau and Bird, and Morneau, this year's batting champion, didn't do much here in Pittsburgh in the 1 month, but Bird provided a definite lift. And I look at the starting lineup today, and boy, you'd much rather have Marlon Byrd, for example, in right field than Travis Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there were a few holes that management could have filled. But you see, Jeff, that's why I'm not really that invested in the Pirates. I have all the respect for Hurdle and for all the players in that clubhouse, but I don't trust ownership. Last year, Bob Nutting, who is a hillbilly mad scientist from West Virginia, no doubt on that, last year, the Pirates made $45 million more in additional revenue, additional, and they were very profitable before that. And that's according to Forbes magazine. It's not a rumor. You can look it up. So they increased their profit by $45 million and cut payroll by $1 million. So I don't trust the ownership. I want the players to succeed, but it's a giant con game from the top down.
So how do you think Pittsburgh fans will react tonight if the Pirates don't win this game?
Gee, they tried so hard. What a great season. We'll get them next year. I mean, they're so conditioned to crap from the baseball team, Jeff. 20 straight losing seasons, no playoffs for two decades. That, you know, they just they'll take whatever they can get, and that, again, is to the advantage of ownership running the con I describe. I mean, Jeff, I'll tell you when Pirate fans could lose their patience.
Okay.
At the end of this year, Martin, Volquez, and Liriano all walk. They've all had a good stint here in Pittsburgh. Martin and Liriano for a couple years, Volquez for just one. They're going to be able to get a decent buck in free agency, and the Pirates will not spend what it takes to keep them.
Mark, it was good of you to join us today. Thanks so much, as always.
And by the way, I do predict the Pirates will win the game tonight.
You think the Pirates are going to win?
Yes, I'm picking the Pirates to win, and I think they'll have a chance against Washington in the DS, but I think Washington's superior starting pitcher will wear them down over a series.
Yeah, I think I think Washington is – well, I mean, I had Washington going to the World Series early in the year. It's the one thing I did of right, so I'm going to hold them. But I'll tell you, it's funny. I mean, we've been asking people on the air, and I've been asking people on Twitter, all right, you know, this is what we do in Toronto. There's no Blue Jays in the playoffs. Pick a team. You know, who would you like to see win? It's amazing how many people around here have hitched their wagon to the Pittsburgh Pirates. It really is amazing.
That's because the Pirates are like a Leafs story.